This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least four people have been killed, 17 remain missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades paralyzed Tokyo, flooding rivers and putting millions under evacuation warnings before plowing up the northeastern coast. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after the typhoon blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency, saying that the intensity of the rain is something that they've never experienced. It's highly likely that the landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some type of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water and its nuclear plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.